please rise for the invocation and pledge of allegiance? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Please be with our residents. Please be with those that are in attendance. Please be with Councilmember Wilson. Please be with our military. Please be with our world leaders. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Item 3, the City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our entire community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant?
Here.
Councilmember Wilson? Councilmember Aldridge?
Here.
Councilmember Abadaka?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here.
We have a quorum.
And Councilmember Wilson did indicate that she would not be here at this meeting. Item 5, citizens participation. We have Celicia Garza. Recycling company.
Hi, good evening. So I wanted to just discuss the company that we have a contract with for our recycling, Republic. I've been in Kirby for 14 years and it seems like we just for some reason can't recycle glass. And I just think that's ridiculous because most glass is 100% recyclable and there's a lot of glass filling our landfills. So I would really like for our city to consider the company that we are using. I reached out to Solid Waste Management with San Antonio, and I was told that you can contact David McCary. He's a director for some possible information about how, you know, the how they work as far as services and cost and so on. I was at Breckenridge Park just a while ago, and they have a huge bin out there, and on that bin says they accept glass, which I was shocked. So I took a picture of it, and I have it on my phone. I can send it to y'all. So I'm not sure why they don't accept glass on our curbside, but yet there's a big bin at Breckenridge Park. So I think it's something that's good for the environment. As being an environmentalist, I really want us to consider a change. Thank you.
Thank you. Alejandro has signed up, but we'll wait till you're actually on the agenda, so we'll wait. Okay. Item 6, consideration of action on the minutes for the public hearing regular meeting minutes of March 22nd, 2018. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes from March 22nd, 2018.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Autridge, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to accept the public hearing regular meeting minutes of March 22nd. Is there any further discussion? All in favor, please raise your right hand.
Abstain. Absent.
Item 7A, discussion and possible action on an Eagle Scout project at the Kirby Senior Center by Alejandro Salas Rios, Boy Scouts of America, Troop 1412.
Hello there. My name is Alejandro Rios. I am a Boy Scout of Troop 412. It was recently changed to 1412 for official paperwork reasons. I can't really explain. I would like to present to you today my Eagle project that I met with Kirby Senior Center Manager Ms. Norma and received permission from her in building a covered shaded pergola on the side of the building where two existing red benches are located. I learned that some of the seniors enjoy the use of benches for conversation, but have no shade, especially in the summer month. If granted permission from members today.
You're good.
At the beginning of the project, which may take a few months due to also having a request permission from my troop's committee members and troop master. I'll also have to ask for donations, materials, food and drinks, lunch, and remaining hydrated for volunteers. And of course, volunteers to make this possible. I'll Michael Rios, who is also my father, and communicate to you on the progress of my project. The pergola will approximate in size of 10 by 12 feet. Assuring coverage will be provided for the benches. And materials I have looked at using for this project be weather, tether, red or natural color cedar wooden posts, wood panel or plastic lattice for top of pergola, concrete for securing posts in the ground, nails and screws to secure together, as always, common building materials. I ask that you please consider giving this opportunity to help the community which I have grown up in. I've been a member of the Kirby 4-H since the age of 10 to present day at the age of 17. I've helped participate with my family in the annual volunteer fire department home festival and 4th of July festivities for many years. The booth is best known for its turkey legs and gooseneck purple trailer. The big giant one that has, that just, you can see from a mile away. This coming October 20th, at the age of 18, I will age deadline of Boy Scouts. So I plan to do my best in finishing our project as soon as possible with a deadline of August, depending on weather factors and things that may result in delays, such as donations of materials needed on not arriving on time. I look forward to receiving your support with acceptance. Vote yes to proceed with my Eagle project for the community. Thank you for allowing me the time to come before you today. Respectfully, Alejandro.
All right, so in our packet, y'all have a picture of what he's proposing.
I think it would make it look a lot better.
Mayor, I make a motion we accept the young man's proposal.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge, to allow Alejandro Salas Rios to build a pergola at the senior center benches. Any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Awadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Thank you, Alejandro.
You're
Item 7B, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2018-831, repealing Article 4, construction and public right-of-way of Chapter 96, Streets and Sidewalks of the Code of Ordinance, and adopting new Article 4 of Chapter 96, Streets and Sidewalks of the Code of Ordinance. This is the second reading.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept ordinance number O-2018-831. 2018-831, repealing Article 4, construction and public right-of-way of Chapter 96.
We have a motion by Councilmember Autridge.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Grant to accept ordinance number O-2018-831. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Autridge?
Yes.
Councilmember
Azadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number O-2018-831 passes for the second reading. Item 7C, discussion and possible action of the final plat on 15.201 acres of land out of New City Block number 10596 and the J.W. Garrity Survey number 19, abstract number 848, New City Block 10596,
County Block 4018, Bexar County, Texas, said 15.201 acres being the same Dolores Hernandez Valverde 15.217 acre tract recorded in volume 17125, page 113, official public records of Bexar County, Texas, located on Springfield Road.
I'll make a motion we accept. It's already on the way.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Aldridge to accept the final plat. Is there any further discussion?
Is this the piece of property that's on
the north side?
Springfield Road out on the west side of town?
Behind the Taco Factory.
Okay.
Yeah, it's north side of the road.
Okay.
Yep.
Further discussion? Laura City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 7D, discussion and possible action to consider awarding a bid for the Arneson Scotsman Reconstruction Project.
Turn it over to Mark Hill, our city engineer.
Nice choice of service.
Members of the council, for the 2018 street reconstruction of Arneson Scotsman, five bids were received on the above referenced project. And the current bill bidder is D&D Contractors, with a base bid of $208,153. Added to alternate one of $7,207.43 and added to alternate two of $31,661.78. The base bid was for the majority of the street reconstruction and some curb replacement. Add all two was to add some additional curb to try and even it out, and then the add all two was just to do the entire street and curbs. The total sum of their base bid plus added alternates was within budget, and so it's our recommendation that the project be awarded to D&D Contractors in the amount of $247,022.24. This will be for the base bid, added alternate one, and added alternate two. This is a CDBG project, so part of that funding will come from CDBG funders.
What's the match on that, or the their part? What's the grant part or the match part?
Well, it's a 20% match part by the city for the total cost of the projects.
So it's 80% their side, 20% our side. Go for that.
Any further questions? I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion we accept.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman to award the bid in the amount of $247,022.24 to D&D. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce.
Yes. When do they think that will start?
We'll have our pre-construction conference next week. They're ready to kick off, so we'll probably start real soon within the week and a half.
Great. Item 7E, discussion and possible action on plans for city-owned properties located on Gaiety Lane and the Ben Zingelman Road. I'll turn this over to Councilmember Grant.
We've batted this thing back and forth, and I would suggest, I think this is the most logical thing to do. It's really not usable for a lot of different things, and I'd would say we just leave it as it is. There's a guy's got a driveway there. I don't want to see him tear it up. He's not really hurting anything, and just remain with the city and make a nice little green area. That's what I would like to suggest.
On the Gaty, is that what you're talking about?
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Man, did I go south there for about a minute?
Sorry.
Okay. Let me regroup here and take my memory pills.
Okay, no, that's fine. I was like, I don't remember the driveway at Gaty other than the one that's there, so I was just confused. We'll just go with Ben Zingelman, because Gaty on here, so we'll just go with Ben Zingelman.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought it was. It is Ben Zingelman, aren't we?
We have both.
Oh, you mean so I don't read very well is what you're saying. It's okay. I'm old. I get it.
Well, we had done Gaty at the last meeting, but then our notes say that you had asked for Gaty to come back, so.
Yeah. The disease. Okay, so we're talking about, I got you. Hello. All right, let me back up. I did ask that to be brought back up because I feel like I made a mistake in judgment, and I'm being honest with you. After doing a little bit of research, we're paying electricity for lights that are up. We have $25,000 invested in that property. $12,000 alone is just drainage. We have another, according to our previous man, we have about $5,000 in employee labor invested. So a round figure is 30 grand. Okay. Understand that there's a couple of people on Gaty that are perceiving traffic. Well, we don't even have anything parked on there yet. But in lieu of that, I talked to Siddons, and Siddons probably is going to put a body shop. So they're going to buy more property coming to the east from the Von Scheels. Contacted the Von Scheels, and there is an easement that runs from Ackerman Road straight up to it. Perfect. I mean, it's a straight shot. And that's more than enough easement to put an approach and a gate. So there'll be nothing coming down Gaty. Because honestly, folks, I cannot see letting 30 grand sit there. Sometime or another, we may build on it. I don't really have a problem. I think it's a good idea. But until then, I think we ought to try to recruit somehow, some manner, some of the money we have invested there, because it's not drawing any interest. I drove the whole property and looked at it, and I don't really think we need to pave it. I think, honestly, since we're just going to be putting like boats on there and going to be putting possibly a motorhome, that we could gravel it or stone, or put crushed stone on it. And talk to Windcrest and talk to Kimmer the other city. They do it by the spakes, but they also had considered something which, since ours is a little bit different configuration, it's not square, is by the size of the vehicle or boat trailer. You have like a 14-foot boat trailer, that's so much. You have a motorhome, that's 20 feet, that's so much, okay? And that way you don't have to worry about striping or anything like that. You just, as they come, because I'll be honest with you, I don't think there's gonna be any mad rush, and I'll be honest, I don't think. But I do believe that, I was talking to our city manager, and if we go with an ordinance about, we have to grandfather those that are already in the city parked, the ones that people have put their pads in, followed that ordinance and everything. But anything new coming into the city would have to park their RVs or boats or whatever, jet skis would have to be put in this lot. Anybody that would move one of their old ones then would lose their grandfather status and be required to park in the new area.
Well, I mean, we can't make them park in there. I mean, they have an option to
park. Well, I mean, what I'm saying is they can't park. Right. What I'm saying, that would be their first option, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
No, you can't make anybody park there, but obviously you would want to park as close to your house as you can. But my point to you is, folks, I can't see that much money. I don't think it's being financially responsible to our city and our taxpayers to have that much sitting there doing nothing. And I don't think it'll take much more. There needs to be a couple of pieces, like big steel or something, and a couple of concrete pieces removed, and then just gravel it. And then if the spring, you know, if something comes up, just round up on it, and that'll keep it down. And that way, that would cut the paving and the cost way back. But I would like to see us consider moving forward and opening it up. And, you know, since there's a problem on Giddy coming off Ackerman Road, it's, like I say, it's our property. It's an easement. It's a straight shot. And Mr. Von Shields, they said, if you take 2 or 3 feet, they don't really care. So that's where we are. And that's what I would like to suggest that we act on.
Can we put that on a different agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then that way we can get all the information.
Please. Now that I got the right street. I'm so sorry.
Can you help Benzing on me?
Yes. Well, I tell you what, I don't know. Yeah. You want to do the trademark or you want to go to Benzing?
It's Benzing. I've been down to Benzing.
Okay, same thing. On Ben Zingle, when you have that property.
Unless you want to bring it back or something else.
I mean, well, you know, like I said earlier, repeating myself because I'm old, really and truly, if you look at that, it's a nice little piece of green space there. And one gentleman does have a driveway that he put in, you know, and there's another gentleman that lives there. And about once a week in the summertime, he takes his two jet skis and comes about to that driveway, as a matter of fact, because the guy said okay, and that's it. So actually nobody else uses it, and I can't see, there was some interest in buying it, but why not just keep it green? You know, that's another opinion, and I know about opinions too.
Okay. Do you have any input or?
We need to bring it up for a vote, or
The Gaty Lane, since that's a larger scope, we're going to bring that up. But as far as Ben Zingelman, I didn't know that we had any.
Do we have to take any action if we own it and just leave it like it is?
There was action on that.
Oh, there was.
Took action to leave it as green space. Decided not to subdivide it.
Okay. That's why I thought it was something different, because we had already decided that piece of it. So I was.
What? I must have missed that meeting.
Oh, that's cool. I just want to make sure that I wanted to make sure that's why I was confused on that piece. Okay.
Well, you're all right.
All right. So we will. The Gaty will come back.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. On the Gaty issue, and so help me God, we've all done it. I've done it time and time again. I think we need to have a sit down business meeting discussion and lay out all of the ifs and ands and do's and don'ts off of this project. I agree with Mike. We spent $30,000 that's just sitting there now. We need to do something legitimately with it. Okay, I agree. The people on Gaty, they didn't want that traffic going up and down Gaty. We've got another way of getting in and out of that piece of property. So I think we should, before we bring it up to a vote, I think we should have a open business discussion about this project before we bring it up to a vote.
So Patty, however that needs to be done, so that we can have a discussion about it. Item 7F, discussion and possible action on trademarking the city of Kirby Seal. Councilmember Pierce requested this item. However, Councilmember Grant and Councilmember Pierce both asked
together.
For it the same, at that same meeting. So I believe that Councilmember Grant had asked staff to look into the how to do it or what we would need to do. Our city manager sent us a link to the Secretary of State talking about the trademark.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit of the research that we found is that there are two options for trademarking. You can do your state trademarking, or you can do federal trademarking, or you could just do one or the other. And so talked to the city attorney about it a little bit, and We also talked to a few other cities who've gone through the process. So the first thing we were told is that if we want to pursue it, we need to hire an attorney who specializes in trademarking and registering seals, because our city attorney would not be able to do that.
Can't we just fill out the form and send it in with two box tops and a quarter?
And then there is paperwork that you file. There's an application you file. You pay a filing fee. And then it goes through the process of review to determine whether or not it can be trademarked. There's some cities we talked to who said theirs was denied because they had certain symbols that were too similar to other cities that were already trademarked. So that's something that we would have to be aware of.
You have to pay for the research to make sure it's unique.
Correct.
I read that.
So you file the application, they let you know whether or not it's been accepted, then you can move to the next step with the process. So I guess for what we would need to know is, do we want to pursue it? Do we want to do both? Or do we just want to look at state trademarking? And there was also a piece in there about renewing it. So after
Correct.
So many years, you have to renew your trademarking.
What cities have done that you spoke with?
So the ones who had done it was the city of Denton. We looked at the city of Houston's was rejected. We looked at, I'm trying to remember if there was anybody else in the nearby area.
What in Richardson is another one?
Melissa, the city of Melissa.
Melissa.
Texas. So there weren't any that I'm aware of nearby that have actually gone through the whole process.
Do you have an estimated cost?
Now, the city attorney said that he anticipates it'd be about $2,500 to $3,000. And I guess that would include hiring the attorney as well.
Would it be possible if we, does Mark know an attorney that he would recommend, or just?
Probably. I mean, there's some on the Secretary of State website.
I was going to say, when I looked at that, there are some. Would it be possible if we tabled this and just contacted one to see what he felt was a good number and come back with that number?
So bring back a cost for
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Plus filing fees and just
yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And now that we have those two, I mean, we can research those.
Yeah.
That's why I was curious, like what other cities.
Yeah, because I read the same and it was like, I understand the point of it sometimes, but got to jump through for a simple thing like that. I mean, just so somebody doesn't use it. My goodness.
Do you think copyright might be cheaper to do?
Well, state probably. I think federal. You can even get one worldwide if you wanted one.
But, I mean, yeah. Seriously, who's going to steal our logo?
Well, exactly.
I mean, come on.
On this same item, if one of the, say one of the other committees, I'll just point blank throw it out, the EDC committee is looking at making up these entrance signs into the city of Kirby. Would they have to get an okay from the city
yes.
to be able to use that logo sign?
May I answer that? It's in there. Once that you've incorporated it, once you've registered it and incorporated, then you can license it. And if you wanted to, you could charge a fee. But in that case, we wouldn't. But I'm just saying, that's like a lot of times why professional teams and stuff, they license it. And that way they can, you know, they let these other people use it to make T-shirts and whatever, and they pay a fee. I don't think anybody's going to be beating a door down to put us on T-shirts or anything. But in a case like that, you wouldn't charge it. But yeah, you'd give them permission.
Because
for example, the city of Denton actually has they laid out a policy that talked about who could use it, when you could use it officially, and then what groups could use it, what documents it could be printed on. So they had all of that broken out. So that would probably be easier rather than every time somebody wants to use it, come and ask permission. We'd already have guidelines.
I think you pass an ordinance. It's basically an ordinance. In ours, it's a rule. I think
because you know this sign is actually welcoming people to the city of Kirby. I mean, you know, they're not doing anything outside. It's a committee within the city, and they're willing to try to bring this up.
Oh, no, Jim, that would be no problem.
You know, this is kind of what they've come up with. You know, this is the sign that would be up toward the top of this thing, and the rest of it is all rock. And, you know, since this came up, I'm just wondering now.
No.
Would we be allowed to use that emblem on entrance to the city for the city of Kirby? Seems to me like it'd be all in the same category. I mean, you know, the emblem belongs to the city. These signs are actually going to belong to the city.
And they've come basically to explain what they plan to do, so they wouldn't be able to put those up without council permission anyway. I mean, that's
okay.
There wouldn't be any problem here at all.
What's the object? What would happen if we didn't trademark it?
Nothing.
Why spend the money?
Well,
you know, who would use it but somebody that's associated with the city itself? So it would be us to say, yeah, you can use it. I mean, you're part of the city anyway. But I agree. Why spend money when you
don't have to? I would suggest just making it an ordinance.
Yes and no. It's free, kind of, unless you own it. So the ordinance wouldn't apply to something that is like not controlled, I guess, is the best word I can think of.
Well, maybe we should look into copyrighting it instead of trademarking it.
Well, yes. Same thing. It's basically the same. I thought Houston got theirs turned down. Really? Because I saw a deal that they have that shows the skyline and something, but doesn't have an R on it, so I guess not. Sure. Can we just, let's just see what it would be.
Maybe in May. Okay. That way you'll give 2 weeks.
Can I make a motion?
We don't need to.
Okay.
I don't know. Do we need to make a motion to bring it back? No? Okay. All right. Item 7G, discussion and possible action to consider mile markers on the Timothy J. Wilson hike and bike trail. Councilmember Aldridge requested this item. There is information in our packet regarding those designs or those posts.
Are you talking about all the way down Ben Zingelman? Okay, that's what I was hoping, because, yeah, all right.
On the hike and bike trail, right?
On the hike and bike trail.
Well, I mean,
we're not on Ben Zingelman anymore.
Ben Zingelman to Hugo Lynch Park.
Coming out the backside.
No, the actual hike and bike trail that goes from Hugo Lentz to through the Friendship Park, the new hike and bike trail.
To tell you how far you walked or
it's
ran.
It's approximately 0.92 miles.
I was going to say, yeah, it is. You're right.
So yeah. What our public works director went out and did some measurements, and based on the length of our trail, the recommendation would be to put markers at 3 locations, one on each side. So we would order a total of 6. Information as we want on there, or as little as we want. You have the mile markers. They some have signs for restrooms, water fountains. They have various colors. Wanted to show some different options.
Depends on how elaborate you want to be. You're here. It's another mile to the next one.
So what would, if we just basically did the basic concept, I see the numbers, but I'm assuming that you guys put specific ones.
So yeah, the basic post itself, 4x4 by 36 would be $100 a post. And then cap style C, let's see if it's labeled here. Yep. So on that third page, you have cap style C that go on the top. So those are $7 each.
$642, $650.
About that much. We could install them ourselves.
Yeah.
And that would be just doing the basic, putting the mile, the distance on.
You want to accept that? We just throw my glasses up there. Well, I'll make a motion that we accept that sign and that. Oh, we can do that.
Before you have to say, rather than take away from, you know, what we budgeted this year for the parks, like, maintenance fund, there will be a little bit of savings in the line item for the hike and bike trail. So we could take that money and use
it. So we're good financially on that one. Okay.
What would the cost be to actually put the 0.9 or the 0.5 marker on that post?
That's included with it, right? Yeah.
So it's already included with the post?
Just let them know we want on there, the configuration of it.
For goodness sake, let's do it.
And we don't know, is there a particular color preference that you all have?
Green.
Well, earth tones.
It's green.
Yeah, earth tones.
Unless you want to make it fuchsia. I know, I looked. A green and a white on green seems logical out there.
Black with the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something foresty.
The cedar or the Weatherford.
What color you want?
Cedar.
What?
Cedar.
Oh, I thought you wanted plaid.
You're funny.
That works then, dear. That's, you want cedar?
Well, all we need is just to pull the four posts with a cap on it and put the mile marker or on the painted on the post.
Will it weather well?
No, they're supposed to be pretty
wet. I'm just saying, because if we have to, I mean, is there something we can do to continually maintain it so that it's not?
It's a synthetic material. It's
oh, it is?
To,
okay.
Yeah, it's built to last. It's geared for that.
Not to be on the negative side, the only thing I worry about is the graffiti.
You know, why spend all that money to make up some kind of fancy mile markers?
Well, I mean, they don't have to be fancy. I've just had several citizens come to me and say, hey, it would be really nice to have mile markers on our hike and bike trail that, you know, it would just be more enjoyable and they can get more out of it.
Same here.
Well, if you go to McAllister on their trail, they've got so that way if you're going to jog or won't do anything like that, you can, you know, you keep track of it.
And I mean, and the idea that the council had previously was to, I mean, that was a park improvement grant to continue with the amenities to build that park up.
Sure.
You guys. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to consider the mile markers on the Timothy J. Wilson Hike and Bike Trail.
Which one do you want, dear?
The cedar post with the cap C.
Second.
Fine.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Grant to approve the six cedar post cap C's in cedar to be placed on the hike and bike trail. And that funding will come out of the budget that's existing for that park. Is there any further discussion?
Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Is there a lead time as far as ordering and?
It was usually a case, a matter of ordering it, getting the account set up, and then shipping time. So it doesn't take too long, a couple weeks.
I'm just going to say, well,
great.
We'll turn it over to
okay.
You and let you go from there. Okay.
Right,
okay.
And then let's see, item 7H, discussion and possible action on the annual Hobo Fest. This was put on the agenda by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman.
Mr. Mayor, I actually brought this up because one of my colleagues wasn't here that night, so I would like to turn this over to him. He's got all the information that, or a lot of the information. I think he wants to look at some more. So I'll turn it over to Mike.
Mayor, I'd like to request that I'm going to do a little more research on this, if you don't mind. I'd like to table it and hold it for the next meeting.
Okay.
A couple of odd things. I was looking for some information on, there used to be a whole article on Wikipedia about this. I mean, an article. And
there you go. Is that the one you're looking for?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. There was one that was on there. It was on Wikipedia, and it spoke to how it got started, who the people that were involved in getting it, the idea.
Okay.
And I don't know how. I sent two emails to Wikipedia and got an answer. Someone, and why, I don't know, because they don't. Someone went on and edited it off.
Well, there's an edit history on it. So I mean...
They're looking it up, yeah.
I was about to say there's an edit history on it, so everything that's on there is edited.
Yeah, well, no, I mean...
And it has IP addresses.
Yeah,
and
somebody deleted the page.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There's,
yeah.
I mean, there's an edit history, so it shouldn't be too difficult for
them.
Well,
they're researching it, and they're going to give me an answer. Because really and truly, it kind of backed up what I was talking about, but... You know, if the interest is not there, you know, it's not there. I really hate to see it go. That's why I'd like to do a little more research and see if I can speak to some of the other entities in the city that might want to take it on. I need to get done. Need to get with Patty on.
I mean, it does talk about the background of it on Wikipedia. I see it.
Did you find the one that it was, gosh, it was 8 years ago it came on, 6 or 8 years ago?
There's a piece on it that talks about Kirby Manor and talks about under 410 and...
Yeah, but no, that's just a very small piece of it. This was a whole history of
the
people involved, how it got going.
Yeah, the only thing I saw was what I just handed you, and that was the article that Jeff wrote.
Right, it just recently.
I think he's right. There was one that said that because I remember Scotty Duffick's name being in that group.
Right. And it just got, somebody edited it off.
Yeah.
So they're looking for it,
okay.
And it's in archives.
Well, like I said, I actually.
Oh, no, I know what you did
right.
Good.
And that's what I said, because this was the article that Jeff wrote, and it's actually a
right.
Piece of it. So.
And what was so funny, though, it's kind of funny because it when you put it in there, it references back to his,
right.
Which is a good thing. But, you know, I'd like to see if I could get this other piece in and bring the history so we understand, you know, a little more.
Okay.
And like I say, I'd like to see if I could find another entity here in the city that might want to do it.
Okay.
And if they don't, well, then we're, you know, that's it.
Okay? I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Item 7... Alejandro, I need my glasses now. Item 7J, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2018-832, amending ordinance number Discussion and possible action on a library initiative in the city of Kirby.
There
this
you
is
go.
I. Sorry about that, Donna.
He's on the floor. No, I was like, sorry, I checked the wrong box. Sorry.
Over there in the corner going like this, and she's trying to get up, and it's like wait a minute, that's not the right one.
No, that stopped me. Now I have to read it again the next time. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, you're more than welcome to.
Okay. I had originally posed the question in one of the Facebook groups about a library in Kirby, why there wasn't one closer than Converse. A number of community members showed an interest in a library program, but obviously building a library is not something that we can do this summer. So we talked about a Bookshare program. I don't know if you've ever heard of Little Free Library. It's basically book sheds that are about 3 feet by 3 feet on a post. Books are in. They're free. Give a book, take a book. Everything's done on the honor system.
Bless you.
I was hoping that we might be able to get something of that nature started here in Kirby. I'm just going to read this line by line. The goals are, number one, book share boxes at convenient locations for Kirby residents and other community members. Two, separate boxes for adult and child books. Number three, books, obviously, to put in the boxes. Number four, a volunteer bookkeeper, someone who would inspect the boxes, notice if there's any deficiencies that might need repair, and cycle out books with new books, make sure that they're full. This is something that would definitely be part-time, you know, maybe one day a week, just swinging by and taking a peek at them. Number five, installation of boxes. I was hoping that maybe that's something, if this was approved, that could be done by the city maintenance workers, just to make sure that what location might be chosen and that they're installed correctly. Number six, maintenance. That I was hoping would all be done by volunteers. Maybe something we could use school projects for older students so that they could, I don't know if there's some kind of credit they might be able to get for something.
Maybe there's some Boy Scouts or Eagle Scouts that could use project too.
don't they still have library science? In library science still in high school, or did I miss that?
They didn't have that.
The Dewey Decimal System? All right.
Number seven, a storage area, maybe just a spare closet where they have extra books that they could be kept. I don't know if there's an extra closet here in the city hall building somewhere. For specifications, there are a few ways that we can create a Bookshare program in Kirby. The first that was recommended by a couple people is to register with littlefreelibrary.org. They have book sheds that come in kits or pre-built along with us for hanging them, and they come stocked with a mix of books. These libraries come registered with the Little Free Library name and all the benefits of that license, such as mapping and Facebook group support. The cost for the pre-painted complete book shed and the pole is approximately $440 each. Another option is to purchase the free magazine and newspaper distribution boxes. These are less expensive than the Little Free Library option. They're already weatherproofed and they're designed for outdoors. The only thing that would need to be done is to beautify them, which can be done by volunteers once they're installed. Third option is to build a book shed of new or repurposed material, which we can ask for donations from community members. A lumber company, I've been told, has offered some materials, but we've not been able to secure definitive labor for somebody to build a book shed. Some examples of ready-made book stands that could be used include curio cabinets, armoires, any kind of stand that somebody might have laying around in their spare room or their garage that they'd be willing to donate that we could, you know, paint with weatherproof paint. We could get book donations from community members. A lot of people have offered. Possibly buy some additional books. There does seem to be a lack of children's books available, and children, I think, would be a big part of the group that would want to use these Bookshare boxes. For location, I did a Facebook poll. It seems that most
year to be at Premier City Hall with the pool area, that park, in second place. A lot of people requested parks locations. Police station was the next most popular. I'm guessing for safety, ease of access. I know it's lit up 24 hours. I would suggest the open lot on the corner of Ackerman and Old Sabino. This was something I was thinking as I was typing. I apologize. I don't know if it's private property or not. The big green area, as you go up Old Sabino and would turn right on Ackerman, the green area next to the car wash, it looks like an empty lot.
You mean owned by the
That's where I was thinking would be for the city hall area of the bookshed. I don't know anything about the property. It's just something that when I was driving, I thought it would be convenient. For the pool area, I was thinking, I hope I have my directions right. On the north side of the building near the parking lot, so that people could drive in and then, you know, right to the side of the building, so they could walk there. There's a sidewalk there, or if they're driving, it's convenient either way. I would ask for a budget. For new materials and boxes, I do have a spreadsheet. I have it broken down by the type of box itself and the cost. The ones that have a number in parentheses, the cost next to it, for example, option D, the item number GOPLSS3 with two in parentheses, the cost of $199.10 is for two of the boxes. One would be for the adult books and one would be for the child books. Sorry, I'm reading through it. I want to repeat myself. I apologize.
You're allowed, we do it.
I put a cost for each location. As I said, number of boxes that would be needed for each location. Option C is the least expensive. That box itself has two shelves on the inside of it, so I was thinking we could possibly do just one box and have one shelf for adult, one shelf for child. The next pages, the last pages of the pamphlet are the catalog pages that I got from the people, from the companies that quoted me the prices, with pictures of the boxes and the item numbers, I guess you'd call it, next to them. The very last page is a discounted sheet for overstock boxes, ones that were ordered, I guess, and not delivered for whatever reason. And they go along with that second to last page of box styles. They're ones that are available for a discounted price. And those discounted prices were the ones that I used in my budget spreadsheet. I'm under the impression that color would not be a big deal, because if we wanted to paint them and beautify them, you know, we could use outdoor paint and make them whatever color we wanted. So whatever base color they are, I didn't think would be an issue. There is a line item for books. As I said, there seems to be a lack of children's books available, and I don't know who has what books that they're willing to donate, so I think it would be wonderful if we were able to have a budget to go and buy some books, even if it was from a used bookstore, and, you know, just to keep the bookshare boxes stocked.
Monique, does the city have anything as far as, like, is there any, I guess, a specific area that if we move forward with this, that it would be more ideal?
We were actually just corresponding that I think the ideal place would be at the fire station right outside of the dispatch area. And both chiefs said they would be okay with that. And one, because we know somebody's in that area 24/7. And then they might have a little bit more space over there if we need to put in like a shelf or something.
have access to them 24/7?
Yes, ma'am.
They're never locked up?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and that was kind of the whole honor system thing. I mean, it's, you know, we would like to think that people, because there is a need for it. I mean, there's, you know, that I think people would enjoy as far as that piece of it. It's just the fact that we would definitely need it somewhere that was visible to somebody that was there, and that somebody wouldn't be technically, you know, but wouldn't be scared of going up there. I mean, if it's closer to the building and there's people coming in and out of dispatch and the fire department area, then it might make more sense for it to, you know, if we choose to move forward with that, put something there. How many other people? I know I've just seen a couple of the posts from different people, because it's almost right now you're kind of like a lone wolf. I think you and one other one. Okay, there's three.
But I know I was just pulling up the picture. We have a friend that lives outside of Wood Lake, and they get in their cul-de-sac. And
there's your little village right there. I said, there's her village right there.
Anyway, it was on the news how a lot of cities are doing this. So, I mean, and then too, we can always check with the libraries, because they might be getting other books sometimes that are too old, so we can always check with them.
I mean, is it something that we can possibly, I know that you work and there's, you know, but I don't know, somehow figure out a time to maybe meet with staff so we can discuss the options more? Because if we found somebody to build it, it would obviously cut down on those costs as far as those pieces of it.
Well, I conveniently only work half days on Fridays. So if you would ever like to have a meeting that you would like me to attend with you,
I would just like there to be some kind of communication if we move forward with our city staff, because ultimately it would be on city property, and
right.
It wouldn't, since it can't be watched 24/7, it would have to be somewhere, and everybody would have to know that it's there. And if it did get, you know, if we did go forward and people were there, there would be a lot more, hopefully, there would be a lot more traffic in that area as well for people leaving a book, taking a book. But there is a initiative across the city, because I've actually seen the map. If you are a part of that group for the little library, they actually pinpoint it to GPS and everything, so you actually know exactly where every entity is, and they actually have a librarian that's associated with that that gets the comments and people. They trade books too. Like if in one area if they're saturated over here, and this one gets new, they actually trade books too, so that each area has different levels. So,
Mayor, I'd like to bring up the same thing that I said earlier this evening. If one person, which looks like it's going to be you to you know, kind of head it up, if you can go out and get some people that is willing to help you do a certain amount of stuff, those people then might be able to find somebody that is good with a hammer and a saw and get some lumber donated. You know, we could all work together. But I think, you know, the same thing again, let's get things together and then come back and sit down with an open discussion, so that everybody's on the same page, what the city can do, what they can't do, where we could put them, where we can't put them. You know, we're all sitting here, yeah, do this, yeah, we can do that, yeah, we can do this, and nobody knows what really is going on. So that would be my suggestion. Try to get your group of people together to start with.
Okay.
And then come back and get with Monique and say, okay, we've got people together. Now we'd like to have a business meeting, sit down discussion with the council, and let's do our do's and don'ts and put it all together. I think it's a great idea. I know I've talked about it for years. We looked at the old Kirby Meat Market, but
can't get them to sell.
Lady just wants so darn much money for it. It's just not worth buying that piece of property and that old building. Plus, they would have to renovate everything inside for a inside book club. There's a lot of people, I imagine, once they got to know about it, they've got tons of books that they would most probably love to donate. So we can most probably fill these, ever how many boxes we come up with, you can most probably fill them up pretty quick. I know if I can get my wife to turn her back, I'll fill up one box overnight.
Chief, too.
No.
You know, I was going to say, you know, but I think the logical thing to do, and Jerry's right, let's look at the fire station, if it's okay with the chief. If we can, start with one, okay? Put the whole thing together there and go from that. As you know, that's where you're satellite from that. You know, so you're an unofficial, unofficial committee.
All right.
All right. Your chief. Yes.
If the city is serious in doing this and they want to support that, I volunteer for the committee and at my own expense build one to put out in front of the police station. And I think if I twist his arm and
I'll do the same for the fire department.
And there you go. See how that works?
That way you and the rest of the committee come up with the funding to find someplace else in the city or maybe a park or like you're talking about City Hall or something.
Okay.
But you're
just going to be blue police oriented, mine's going to be red fire
oriented. Just remember, you two guys, you two large gentlemen, this little lady's in charge. Ladies. Chiefs, thank you so much. There you go.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's backtrack here.
Okay.
All right, so now what is proposed is.
Yes.
Y'all will have one at each of your stations?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Donna, if you want to give them your contact information, and then that way your village as well can get on board.
And by the way, once you get this going, what other committee would you like to be on? No, I'm serious. This is most organized. Listen, I'm serious. We need these things. Man, we need them. I've never seen somebody come forward with a program so organized, specific. And when you can do these kind of things, trust me, our little city can use this. Please. Once you get this rolling, come back.
One step at a time.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'll be on a committee that doesn't require manual labor.
We can do that.
I've still got something too. The paperwork that Donna handed us, it had something about grants and whatnot too. So, I mean, getting her with Abraham to find out what she saw and maybe letting Abraham dig into and putting something together for the grants that can help supplement.
Yeah.
If both chief of the fire and the police department are willing to do two, then maybe we might be able to help with Abraham and find, yeah, being the city's pitching in a little bit too. So.
Sure. You did good. Just make a coffee and donuts.
Okay, I'll do that.
So do we, I'd like to circle this back around.
On this, yeah.
I'd like to circle this back around as well so that we can bring it back. So maybe at the last, do you think another month?
I think it should be.
Okay, so if we can bring this back at a month, so like the last meeting in May, and then that way it gives the chiefs time to get with Donna and the other people to get on board, because there is interest on the Facebook page that we've been looking at, and so they've got polls going and different things, and then that way if it circles back around, then in a month's time we should have more information and then go from there. Okay. Anybody have anything else? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to when I started reading.
Yeah.
So you sure? Go back to when I started reading.
Which one are you going to?
Item 7J, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2018-832, amending ordinance number O-2016-783 of the Code of Ordinances to set times for putting out and retrieving refuse containers for residential solid waste collection and to specify the location of placement of refuse and recyclable containers. This is the first reading.
If I may, I know that council's informed us that we want to make sure we repeal and replace all ordinances, but in this particular instance, since we're only making one change, we're just really wanting to amend this ordinance and add in back this clause about when you can put your garbage can out.
And when you can't. Okay.
And it used to be there, but subsequently when it was amended, we failed to put the times in there. And I'd actually like to let Officer Thompson just describe a little bit of the issues that she's having without the times there. I said a little bit. Discussion.
So without the times being there, I have been getting a lot of complaints about trash cans being out 24/7 now. And I've probably talked to close to 50 residents about how it is the times are not in there and how it's going to come to city council and how we're going to get them back in there. So that is a big issue with the citizens in Kirby's about getting those times back on. It's only out, you know, late Wednesday night, coming back in Thursday.
Well, Mayor, I'm making a motion we enact the amendment. Oh, you gonna make me read it all?
No, just the ordinance number.
Oh, ordinance number 02018-832, amending ordinance number 0216-783.
Right, we have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Aldridge to amend ordinance number 0-2018-832, amending ordinance number 0-2016-783.
You're sure?
Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Layden?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. And this has to come back for another reading, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Item 7K. Discussion and possible action on ordinance number 0-2018-833, repealing ordinance number 91-474 and adopting ordinance number 0-2018-833 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Kirby, which prohibits scavenging within the corporate limits and providing for a penalty. I will turn this over to Officer Thompson.
Okay, this is another one that kind of got lost, but what it is when we have a bulky pickup, you know, we have it later on in the year, we have a lot of people bringing in those trailers and they're just loading a bunch of stuff up. Now, we don't know what they do with it, but we're bringing in people that aren't from our city to come in and collect our trash. So like you go into the Pierce's trash can right now and take the trash out of it, you know, so this scavenging is going to make it to where they can't do it. So if we see that big trailer with all these items on there, it is going to, we can actually give them a citation for it now. Because as it is right now, we can let them go down every single one of our city streets and do what they want.
You mean I can't put anything on the curb and have it disappear?
No. That's what everybody wants to have when they put it on the curb.
I know. No, you, I agree. It gets bad after a while.
Well, is that the same thing? If they did put it out on the curb,
that's... Yeah, the scavenging.
Well, that's scavenging. Well, right now we have the rubbish ordinance that if you do put it out on the curb or it's outside your house, anything that's not indoor furniture, anything that's not outdoor furniture that you put outside, that's considered rubbish. So, and I've been hitting a lot of people about it. A lot of people are getting angry about it, but it's just how it is. The scavenging is basically, like I said, if I wanted to right now, I could go through your trash can when you put it out on the curb if that's something that I want to do. Or when we have the bulk pickup in, is it October when we have it?
Yes.
In October, anybody can go park in front of your house and go and
also tend to leave it outside the trash can.
I was going
to
say, when they go through, they kind of don't put it back.
Right.
You're going to move, you know, we have so many cubic feet of our piles that we can get. Well, if they scatter it about, there's nothing you can do.
You're correct. It needs to be controlled. I don't have any problem with that at all.
Mm-hmm. So I would like that to get back into the ordinance. It hasn't been in there for quite some time. So
yep.
I was looking in older books and it was there. So
I will entertain a motion.
But this one, we wanted direction from council tonight. If you're okay with us, then we'll bring you back the official ordinance.
And it's a health and safety issue. We can just go right away. One reading. It's health and safety. Sure.
So you still have to you have to draft the ordinance.
Yes.
I draft it, but I'm saying one time instead of two.
All right. So we just need a motion for y'all to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to have city manager bring to type up the ordinance to bring it back to us.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Aldridge, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, to have the scavenging ordinance brought back to council for review. Is there any further discussion?
Sound like buzzing.
Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Abinaga?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, so that will come back. Can we bring that back to our next meeting? Okay. Right. Item 7L, discussion and possible action regarding fees scheduled for police department services. Am I turning it over to you? I will turn it over to Chief Boyce.
The purpose of this on the agenda is to review the fees that the PD charges for things like a person comes in and wants a copy of the police report. Right now, the scheduled fees, as it appears in the ordinance, is way out of line with what the Attorney General's office dictates that we can charge. So all we're asking to do is bring those fees in line with the AG's recommendations. And just so that you know that we have always, when somebody comes up and gets a police report, or any of an action report, anything like that, we've always charged what the AG specifies, even though it is not in alignment with the ordinance. So we're just kind of looking to correct that.
Just update. Sure.
Is the item 7, the documentation research, the $10 an hour, is that their base or?
That is within the AG.
That's what the state charges.
Depending on what it is, from time to time, we will get a citizen that comes in and wants copies of every police report done by two specific officers over the last 8 to 10 years, and it requires our administrative staff to take some time to go through and research all of those reports over a period of time.
Well, that's what I was getting at, because if that person is paid more than $10 an hour, then it's not really paying for their time. So that's why I was curious if that was something specific or if it was something that could be
moved. Usually tied to just a specific request, and we do charge that as a research fee. However, a lot of municipalities and agencies have gotten into not charging for documentation if it can be sent electronically,
right.
Something that's just scanned and sent by email.
Right.
So these are actually for paper copies that are normally mailed to or picked up at the police department. Wouldn't cover it in the front.
And you take a gun and a flashlight to go in the trailer.
Can we make a motion to accept this one, or we need to come back?
I make a motion we update the fees.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant. I will entertain a second.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Abinaga to bring these schedule fees back to council. Will the next meeting work too? Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Yes. Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 7M, discussion and possible action regarding revisions to no parking zones in Chapter 71 of the Code of Ordinances. I will guess you're getting this one too, Chief.
Yes, Okay, this particular item started out as a request from a citizen a while back concerning the three-way stop sign at the corner of Swan Lane and
Telegraph.
Thank you. And the specific complaint was that the location of the stop sign is properly placed to for the stop itself, but unfortunately, it winds up right in the middle of a resident's yard.
Yeah.
And that eliminates any type of parking. The state law says no parking within 30 foot of the stop sign. So the original request some time ago was to consider removing that stop sign and just making it a one-way stop and then no more power and so on. So it's my understanding that several years ago when that decision was made to put that stop sign in place, it was specifically meant to kind of control speeding on Swan Lane. Officers are down there often. There is an issue with speeding to a point. I don't think it is as much as you see on 78 or Akron or Van Zingelden. But the congestion on the street, a lot of people think because it's such a narrow street that it's kind of hard to drive through. But in anticipation several years ago of renewing the parking ordinance and then the construction coming up on Van Zingelden, we made it change the ordinance. We couldn't park on the north side of Van Zingelden. I actually went out to most of the streets out there and measured them. And surprisingly, Swan Lane is no narrower than any other street in Kirby, with the exceptions of like Van Zingelden, the main thoroughfares. So it's the amount of congestion. There's more houses per block on Swan than, say, for instance, Blue Spruce. The close quarters, you're standing on the side of the road, the vehicle may be going by you within the limit, 25 miles an hour. However, when you're standing there and it goes by you, it does present that it's going a little bit faster. The other consideration in this one is we do have a three-way stop at the intersection of Cinderella and Vinecrest. I would recommend that if we consider repealing one stop sign for the sake of consistency across the city. We do it at the other freeway intersection as well, only because for a similar situation, that sign was erected numerous years ago at the request of a citizen as a speed control.
Which sign? Vinecrest? I'm just trying to figure out which direction.
That would be southbound where it crosses Cinderella, and
yes.
Kind of lazy gotcha. Dog turned back.
Right, right.
So right at that, and that is it's a three-way intersection or stop sign right now. It could really be a two-way.
Yep.
The TxDOT, we do have a 331-page guidelines for traffic. Within the depths of that document, they do state that it's not recommended to use a stop sign at an intersection for speed control. However, there is nothing really prevents it.
Right.
So, in this case, I would refer back to the council just to consider the request to remove the one on Swan just because of the parking.
Well, if we move one, shouldn't we remove the other one as well?
Well, that's why I put it up there, like I said, just for the sake of consistency across the city, so we're uniform. If we were to do one, I would recommend.
Because at this time, the sign that's in the yard at Vinecrest in Cinderella, it is currently for sale. I would assume that would be a bonus for that resident to be able to sell their home a lot faster rather than trying to sell it with a stop sign in their yard.
Yeah. That's also my understanding the placement of that sign is actually in the yard.
It is.
Well,
I make a motion that we accept both recommendations of the chief on both sides.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Aldridge to take those recommendations and bring that back for us to vote on.
Just get a shovel and dig them up.
Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich? Yes. Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Right, item 7N, discussion and possible action regarding revisions to storage and other fees in Chapter 74 of the Code of Ordinances.
Again?
Three in a row.
Yeah, this particular item addresses the city's impound yard. Texas Department of License and Regulation, from time to time, they tweak their rules and things that we can charge and what we can't charge. Plus, on top of that, the renewal of the towing contract with Roadrunner Towing here within the past couple of months. It's just called for a minor tweak in what we're charging per ordinance. We're not in line. The original ordinance as written is just isn't in line with what the state says we can or should charge and with the contract. Also, other changes included at first we didn't accept credit card payments, but the state of Texas says now you have to accept credit card payments. So that change was made quite some time ago where we got credit card regime and dispatch and we're accepting credit card payments. But the purpose of the request is just to bring our ordinance in line with the state guidelines and then the provisions of the new public contract.
So it says use a credit card and update the fee again?
I'm sorry?
Credit card use and update the fee?
Yes. You do not use a credit card or debit card to pay the fee. At first, when the ordinance first went into place, we did want to accept credit cards.
I knew that.
Checks because you can cancel it or bounce the check. So we didn't for the first couple of years, but then TDLR changed the requirements and the mandates, and now we have to do that. So that system is already in place, and we've been accepting credit cards for quite some time.
So we just need to update it just for the fact of these.
Yeah, just so that our ordinance matches the state.
Okay. Any other questions?
Any further questions for Chief? I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We accept the chief's recommendation.
Second. Motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to accept those recommendations and have them brought back to council. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Councilmember Grant? Excuse me, Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes.
I thought it was twins there.
Right. So all of those consecutive ones will come back our next meeting. Right, 7-0, discussion and possible action to consider adopt-a-spot application. Barbara, you want to come up first? Would you like to just tell us a little bit about your program? We have this, but it would probably be easier if you explain.
On behalf of the Beautification and Recycling Committee, we would like to adopt-a-spot. We would like to adopt the long flower beds that are built out in front of City Hall and put in some nice plants. We feel that this is a place of high profile, and we want anybody living into Kirby, when they come up here to have their water hooked up or whatever, they're going to enter City Hall, and we want it to look nice. And, you know, we think that's kind of setting up
Yeah. Do they have accessible though? Okay. Okay. If we, and I just want it to be accessible. I mean, if y'all are taking the time to volunteer, I just want to make sure that they're not having to go all over to try to get one.
Buy that nice lady a hose and let her go.
Well, we would like to put a timer on the hose so that somebody can come and set it, and they may have to return the hose back away, but you set it and leave for a little bit and then come back. We would certainly follow all the water restrictions whatever we are.
All right, so we've heard that proposal. Would anybody like to make a motion?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept this application for the beautification committee.
Have a motion. Motion by Councilmember Aldridge, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, to have the beautification and recycle committee adopt a spot in front of City Hall, the two flower beds. Any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Papadakis?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ta-da!
Thank you.
All right, Sam has two.
For a nickel. Cost you a nickel.
And the next spot is Kirby Community Garden. Currently, we've been taking care of it for the last month. It's kind of dying out. I think people need to get leadership back. We don't want really, if they want to get absorbed into us, that's fine. But like I said, we've been maintaining it now for a month. And I'm going to go ahead and get with the people, those lots that I'm not being maintained, we'll come down and we'll try to do more recruitment and get people to get to take care of a lot. So, about the two areas we're looking at.
You talking about the gardens?
Yeah. The community garden, right by the fire station.
Yeah. I saw it was dying, but I just thought it was harvested.
Well, yeah. They're actually starting to plant. It's because of the winter, so they stopped.
That's what, okay.
They're tilling. They have the tillers.
When I went down there, I thought, well, they harvested all, and it's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a concern with that one because the garden was supposed to be a leisure activity, so I just want to make sure that with them, with that being adopted, that it's not like a regiment that, somebody is being forced to, if somebody misses because they can't come out, because a lot of them had children and they couldn't get out every day. So
a lot of them are giving up their spots too. A lot of them are.
Well, I mean, I'm on that Facebook page, so I mean, I see the activity, but like I said, I also see that they're coming in when they can. They're renting tillers and, I just don't want it to be something that where somebody is being told, oh, no, you can't do it this way because Kirby Beautiful, Keep Kirby Beautiful says you have to do it this way. Or, and the other thing is the city was actually in charge of cutting inside the actual area. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So the people actually.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, when.
I was going to say the outside,
but I didn't know about the inside.
No, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. They were actually keeping it, but then when that it got revitalized, then they stopped when it, stopped doing it, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, I thought you were going to say something.
Good, no.
So anyway, I just want to make sure that those people that are still there aren't feeling, pressured into make sure they're there or that somebody's going in and touching their lot, because that actually happened too, where somebody thought they were being nice and was pulling stuff and it ended up not being bad. It actually ended up ruining their garden. So I just want to make sure that, if this moves forward, that it's not that now Keep Kirby Beautiful is in charge of the whole garden and you have to do what this group says, or, you know, well, I mean, it can get that way. So, you know,
people, we understand that people are sick or they can't be there, but if you're not there for a couple of months and, you know, you're not maintaining your lot, and if really nobody is really monitoring that, hopefully there could be a lot of leadership has left that community lot. And so now it's just that board needs to be built. Right now, we ask who's in charge. Nobody's like, oh, we don't know. They aren't charged on paper, but they are really not being person that's in charge. Or, you know, for right now, kind of like chaos out there. Nobody knows what's going on, and everybody's getting up their mind. But yeah, we don't want to be militant. If they can't be there, or they can't be there that week or 2 weeks, okay, I'll be there. But we understand that.
See, that's the thing. It's kind of, we understand that. We, you know, so it almost sounds like you've already taken it over. You know, like this group is already going to take it over. So it's just my concern that if, you know, if that happens, that it doesn't become fun because it's supposed to be at your leisure.
Do you have a list, though, of who is maintaining what lot so that you have a contact? And if they are out for a couple of months, if there's an illness or something's wrong, so that you can determine if they are going to give it up? Or, if, you know, what's going on with
the city?
They do with the city.
And then there's also a Kirby Community Garden Facebook page. Well,
I never got.
And they have it. They were just tilling.
Well, did that lady move the one that kind of?
No, she actually bought a house into Kirby.
Did buy,
so
okay.
She actually, yeah. Okay. So I mean, like I said. I think it's a great idea if somebody wants to do that, but at the same time, I just want to make for it to be mindful that it's supposed to be leisurely, and that it's not
a job.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I would agree with that. Yes, it's supposed to be fun, but right now there's really no leadership out there now.
Well, like I said, I mean, they just came off of winter too. There was lots of people who actually said that it was cold and they didn't have that. And the person you're talking about has a young child running around in the garden is not
conducive to being healthy.
Yeah.
The garden shed out there, that's still supposed to be just for the garden tools, for the gardening and everything else?
Right.
Okay.
And I'll go out there this weekend and prepare it, so the doors are falling off. So.
I thought we had those fixed and also the flooring.
And they have, and that's what I said. And they had a schedule, but like I said, there was some saying we're going to go this weekend, but then it was cut already.
Well, basically, what we're trying to get across is, what are you wanting to accomplish with this adopt a spot?
I mean, let's get back to leadership. Whoever was that started it again, and get them back into the groove.
Seems to me like somebody, like if anybody needs to have a meeting, Sam, it's these people need to get together and all get on the same page. Just all I can see is it's not so much what's being planted or stuff, it's just the people talking to each other and understanding this is, you know, how we're doing this thing. I understand where you're coming from, and it seems like you just need to sit down and because a lot of these people, you know, it is a part-time thing, and in the wintertime, they're just not going to come up there. I mean, I pretty much saw that. And now that it's spring again, they're going to rejuvenate. They're going to come back and till and do all that stuff and plant. But I know what you're coming from is it kind of, over the wintertime, it does deteriorate some because there's nobody there maintaining it. So why don't we...
Would you be able to provide him with the contacts?
Yes.
Yeah, let's try
that. He has contacts.
Okay.
You should sit down and we just kind of work out with the...
There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's kind of what I was saying, because it's a leisure thing that was open to people
right.
to go. So if it becomes, I mean, you used the word militant. I didn't want to go that far. But, I mean, you know, it just if it becomes to where somebody doesn't feel comfortable, like, oh, goodness, I left this part here, you know, and that kind of thing, just because it's a leisure thing.
Get the leadership back, whoever, the original group, a lot of them already left, and a lot of them said they didn't want their life. Getting them back aboard, and that's fine. As long as I talk with the ladies, like, I'm not really in charge, and, you know, like, okay. Okay.
But that's what it was about with the community, though. A community garden. Everybody pitches in to do a little bit of this, that, and the other, and everything else. I didn't know it was about being in charge. But also, could we get Public Works or something to go by there, check the shed, make sure that there's only the tools that they're needing in the shed, because that's all it was supposed to be used for storing that. And then make sure the floor again, and I guess the doors are, everything's okay on that again too, please.
Probably looks like it just needs a little bit of reorganization, some people talking to each other. And again, if there are abandoned lots, let's, you know, determine that so that we can open those up to somebody else. I know what that's where I get where you're coming from, and just, you know, so that we're maintaining everybody's feeling of their participation, you know. And if something has been abandoned, that's fine. Then you open that lot up. But let's do a roll call, I guess you would say.
Because the garden sat for how many years?
Oh, man.
After
his
first name,
well,
Tommy Duffick, and their sponsors that they did.
The
yeah,
building.
That's what I'm saying. And how long did it sit? But then all of a sudden we get some interest in it. Then all of a sudden.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, I do the same thing with my garden.
Yep.
Let it go.
Yep.
Turn it, and then I take everything and roll it back up underneath into the ground.
But if there are some truths that somebody's abandoned, that's a, you know, that's fine. Let's find out and, you know, open
yeah,
it
and
up.
Not, like I said, on that Facebook page, somebody will say, I'm giving up this lot. Does anybody want it? Or, hey, you haven't used it. Do you want it? So, I mean, that's...
There is communication. Yeah.
There is. I mean, it may not be, you know, if somebody's not following that
yeah.
page,
yeah,
then
yeah.
obviously it's not. But the information is up here, too, so I think it's just a matter of regrouping that piece of it.
Yeah,
you're right. And for city manager, when somebody called up about that, she had the contact information, and she gave it back to the two people that were here that one night.
Right.
That we
voted
on, let them to have it after they squared away everything else that the city manager.
Yeah, because it was going good. I mean, it was lush.
Uh-huh.
It was really
nice. Everybody was there every night, and, you know, till then and everything. And,
yeah.
People moving.
Well, priorities change, people move, you know, just like anything else. So if we just regroup and...
I'm fine, we go back with the leadership, and then they look at it again. And then that was just my main concern. And he said, city will stop cutting inside or...
I said, we're going to visit the group.
Okay,
I'll
okay,
talk
okay,
back
okay,
to
okay,
you.
Okay,
yes.
We're fine with that. Come on, we'll go out there this weekend and this Sunday.
Well, see, and then there was another thing, because there was some thistle that was cut instead of being pulled, so now they're concerned that the seeds from
the
thistle
all
the are all over the place now instead of the thistle being pulled. So, you know, there was different concerns about that as well. So
the seed was spread out anyway, so they were that tall. And, but anyway, okay, we good? Yeah. As long as we're good, we get the leadership back, I'm fine with that. I'll adopt it.
We just need to renew your Hugo Lentz.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Republic Trash.
Yeah.
I will entertain a motion for that adopted spot for Hugo Lentz.
I'll make a motion we grant the adopted spot.
Have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Apodaca for Keep Kirby Beautiful / Republic for the renewal of Hugo Lentz Park. any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Abadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Proton Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events and community interest. Councilmember Abadaka.
I don't have anything to be placed on future city agendas, but I would like to say that the hike and bike trail, I think, is a hit. A lot of positive feedback. And people have been asking about mile markers and things like that, but I've been just saying it's in the works. It's going to happen, but eventually it will happen. So that's it.
Councilmember Aldridge.
I also want to remind everybody that on April the 23rd at True Vision, we have another town hall meeting to inform our citizens about our upcoming bond that's coming up. 18th. I encourage everybody to come to those town hall meetings. Other than that, thank you for everybody coming out tonight.
I don't have anything tonight other than thank y'all for showing up. I'm glad to see a full house. Come back next meeting.
Councilmember Grant.
Yes, all this without coffee and donuts. I'm impressed. No, it's nice to have people that you show interest. I need one thing, though. Can you do me just one favor, sir? The light that goes on the flag at the senior center. That is the most troublesome piece of whatever. Can you please find a suitable replacement? That light goes through bulbs, and I know they're expensive. Found out if you touch them with your hands, they go out. I would be more than happy to donate it. If you just find one, it'll illuminate the flag 20, you know, when it's supposed to be, and not so, yeah, LED, there you go, thank you. Little whisper I had. But yeah, if you would, please, because I've asked that before, and it just, I know it's not the most important thing in the world, but I just feel like our flag needs to be, if it's going to fly 24/7, it needs to be lit. Please. Thank you. That's it, Mayor.
Councilmember Pierce?
Have nothing for tonight.
All right, just how much should say. I do. Thank you for everybody that came out tonight. I wanted to personally thank Carson for coming in and being a part of the city. Carson is involved in school government, so thank you for coming out and seeing what city government does. The 25th anniversary senior center celebration this past Friday was a really big hit. You guys did a great job. The food was amazing, so kudos to you guys. Happy National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week to our fabulous dispatchers. So Chief, please tell them thank you for everything that they do. The city will be spraying mosquitoes, I believe, April 28th and 29th. After 10 p.m., there has been questions about whether they're going in the alleys or the front, and I would presume that it will be the alleys if they can get back there, but maybe not. Will they ever do through the front streets, or?
It'll be through the alleys.
So it'll only be
Friday night, Saturday night, 27th, 28th.
Okay. Oh, 27th and 28th? Okay.
Now, wait, what if we don't have an alley?
That was actually.
I know. Thank you. We don't have one there on Benzuma between us and there's it's yard.
So if we can just figure out, I don't know if you can just post that too.
You're there to give me a really big.
Yes, slide. To let people know where it's going. Yes, ma'am. And then also, if we can revisit the whole why we can't cut certain ditches, as far as the Rosio Creek project is concerned, if we can maybe. I don't know, either an item or if we, I don't necessarily think we need an item maybe if we can just put some kind of communication out. I know it's too big for the water bill, but maybe post it here and maybe see if Norm will allow something to be posted at the senior center, put it on the Facebook pages just to let everybody know why the city can't touch that vegetation. Even though, I mean, it's all a concern with breeding mosquitoes and those kinds of things to us as well. So if we can just bring that or make that some kind of information, informative spot there.
maybe on the public notices, even on the webpage, something. Yes, ma'am. And then I would like to also bring back a potential microchip ordinance for the animal owners in Kirby. Right now, we don't require it, but we do require licenses for spayed and not spayed animals each year. However, our shelter is inundated with dogs at large that continue to slam the shelter and run all over the streets, and I just think it would make it easier if people were able to get a microchip, or if their dog was, or cat for that matter, had to be reclaimed, that the shelter would actually have some kind of stance to say, you know, okay, this is a reoccurring issue. It's also it also gets animals back. There was an animal missing after 6 months, and they were actually reunited with their family because the dog had a chip. Yes. And then I would also like to, in the also talking about the park, once before we had been brainstorming about ideas to rejuvenate that area and make it again community, and there was some talk about primitive camping in that area as well. So I would like to see if we can possibly potentially look in primitive camping. It wouldn't be anything with electricity or anything that the city would have to provide that way, but I would like to see that brought up, just to see if we could brainstorm about offering that. Maybe Parks and Rec would like to have an initiative to, you know, for fundraising, I don't know. But I just think it would enhance that and allow people that can't get out, you know, can't get out to go camping, maybe they could bring their child, you know, to the park. And
be ideal for Cub Scouts.
And they used to camp there, if you recall.
Yes, so. I thought we continued that.
Yes. And thank you, Alejandro, for coming in and presenting that. And I know that the Senior Center will be looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to seeing your plans. And thanks again for coming.